Where do you place your trust? Please close your eyes and be still. Now I'd like you to imagine that you are stood at the entrance to a temple. Before you are golden steps that lead up between two columns of pillars that lead to a vast pair of solid golden doors. The sky is clear and you can feel the warmth of the sun on the back of your neck. You decide to climb the staircase to the doors. You're intrigued. As you start your ascent, you realize you are not alone. In front of you are two men. The first is a bishop, the second a city banker. They walk up the steps and approach the door. As they approach the door, it opens and they walk in. You decide to follow. As you walk into the room with the bishop and the city banker, you are struck by its beauty. Gold and silvers, natural greens and piercing blues create a kaleidoscope of colour. As you adjust your sight, you go and stand just behind the two men. They are both looking up to a throne, the throne of God. You realise that you are stood in God's throne room. You look up and there you see the Holy of Holies, Lord of Lords, Master and Creator of the universe. As you stand there in awe, you see the bishop and the businessman each pull out a DVD case from their pockets. This is strange. God beckons the two men forward. The DVDs are films of their whole lives, showing God what they have done. All their good and bad deeds, all their thoughts, all the times they have loved and hated. You realise that these two men are going to have to show God a film of their whole life. You feel very awkward now. But before God has the chance to even say anything, the bishop steps forward and speaks. God, I have preached in your church for 40 years. I have fasted twice a week and I have given a tenth of all my stipend. Let's get this judgment over and done with ASAP so I can get on and enjoy the fruits of my labour. All this hard work and good stuff I've done, I'm tired and looking forward to my reward. The bishop puts his film in and it begins to play. There's lots of impressive stuff. He's done loads to help those less fortunate. He's done loads to further the cause of the poor. But then you see a clip of him walking along a road with his wife. He looks over at a beautiful young woman and he thinks that he would prefer her. You see him being cruel to his chaplain and angry with the cleaner. It keeps going, a whole series of actions that are displeasing to God. God throws out his film and sends him away. How can a holy and righteous God allow any imperfection into his glorious and perfect kingdom? You look over at the city banker and you see the sheer terror on his face. He mistreated women in his youth. He screwed over other men to get to the top. If there was a profit to be made, he totally disregarded integrity. He looks with shame at his DVD and says, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. My life has been terrible. I may have been a good husband and father, but I've stepped all over others to make my millions. Please, just send me to my fate now. Don't let me go through the shame of watching this film. The banker starts to cry. He's scared. As he does, you notice another figure approaching out of the darkness. Another man. He steps forward and puts his arm around the city banker. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He says, my child, give me your film and accept this gift. Trust me. The man does. He has nothing to lose. Jesus throws the DVD showing the banker's life down the tunnel where the bishop went and hands the banker the gift. It's another film. Jesus tells the banker that he needs to play the film to God now. So the banker approaches with Jesus and starts the film. The film is not what the banker expects. Rather than a film of all his shameful acts, it's a film of a different life. Jesus' life. A perfect life. It shows a baby who grows up to live a life that is righteous and holy. It shows Jesus submitting to death on the cross. It shows him being raised to life in glory. This is a film of Jesus' life, given to a shameful sinner. God opens his arms and welcomes the banker and says, with you, I am well pleased. Jesus looks at you and says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. I'd like you to open your eyes and consider the following. Where will you place your trust? Will you place your trust in your good deeds, being good enough for a holy and righteous God? Or will you place your trust in Jesus, who intercedes on our behalf and gives his life as a ransom for all?